Blog Talk Radio. Life lived normally is disrupted temporarily or permanently after a car accident. It's certainly a time of confusion, pain, suffering, and most times financial loss. These hardships may affect relationships with family, friends, co-workers, and many other people you meet after a traffic collision. This tragic situation can be used to strengthen your relationships rather than be overwhelming for either of you. Stepping back and reviewing the situation brings focus and remedies to difficult situations. Honest communication along with patience goes a long way, providing personal growth and bonding. The balance of your relationships may have temporarily changed, therefore it may require adjustments into the future. One thing is guaranteed in life, which is changes in circumstances. One must make the decision to come out better on the other side of an unforeseen course detour in life. Thank you for joining me, Estra, this August 17, 2013, for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio and Estra's TV, currently featured on YouTube under Estra's blog. Make sure not to be diverted to another link. My official website is E-S-T-R-A, pronounced Estra, so go to Estra's blog tip on Blogger for a listing of all legitimate links. This is your car accident show, sharing information and concerns that help you, family, friends, and communities from an injured person's perspective, meaning the person hurt in a traffic collision. Today's topic will be on you and relationships after a car accident. Making investments in relationships take time, energy, and active participation. However, when recovering, you may take this time for yourself in order to get better. Yet relationships are an important part of your life, too. Therefore, learning to adjust with this new situation and viewing from a positive perspective may require a renewed satisfaction with the relationships by an increase of trust, assistance, and working together through your ordeal. Also on our program today is personal injury in the news, providing comments on events, holidays for the coming week. My commentary on you and relationships after a car accident. And last but not least, discussion on articles related to our topic. Relationships involve people who assist us in our recovery, who face the challenges with us, and make journey to restoration easier. Communication with these individuals first starts with an understanding of your own experiences and what they mean to you. If knowledgeable on your condition or its progression and length of time to restoration or transition, sharing this with those around you helps them to understand the process and the tools they need to help you get better and also help them through this journey. In this program, your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, coping with everyday situations from being involved in a car accident are up for discussion. I know firsthand your situation. I've dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premier, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, Lifewise Insurance Company, Social Security, and employer SNC-Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. In my opinion, I have experienced good faith from some listed above and bad faith practices from a few. This is why it is so important to research a company before making a commitment with them. Dial 718-766-4385 to share your comments on relationships after a car accident on today's show. That's 718-766-4385. The after show number has changed. Place your comments at Talking About You with Estra on Facebook or tweet at Estra's Radio Show on Twitter. If watching on YouTube, make sure to leave comments. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio or view every Wednesday on Estra's TV, YouTube user Estra's blog. We are coming to you from Seattle, Washington. Today, there are no notable mentions for next week, but I'd like to take a minute to comment on the civil unrest in Egypt this past week. The loss of life seems so prevalent in our world today. The value placed on creativity, growth, and a life well lived, in my opinion, is diminishing. There is a lack of respect and a way of thinking that remedies can only occur through suffering, pain, oppression, and profit. Somehow, many in our world have lost their way and sight of how much better we are as human beings, in my perspective. One can take the high road or the low road, but as a world, how low do we intend to go? Will we use more of our intellect rather than our animal nature? Have our personal needs become so important that we have forgotten what it means to serve each other? Isn't it possible to fairly share resources on this planet? People only seeing things from a personal perspective and discounting the ideas, values, or morals of others more than likely cause rebellion for change. As a world, we must decide to take the high road. The price of respect and dignity cannot be forgotten or dismissed by any of us. A world vision of cooperation and support, in my opinion, will do a lot for moving us in the right direction. May Egypt find peace and resolution for their disagreements, and may the families who have lost loved ones take their pain and suffering to create a memory which uplifts the people they cared so much about. Now for our personal injury in the news this week. These are my views on current events and have no association with the writers of the articles. From time to time, I'll be stopping to take a moment and comment on a section. Our personal injury in the news comes from MiamiHerald.com, and the title of the article is Smart Car Accident Leaves One Dead, Two Injured. Our first article is about a car accident with tragic consequences. Unfortunately, there were injuries and a fatality. I wanted to mention this article to emphasize the importance of evaluating the safety ratings along with the cost of any vehicle. It is indeed the full package to take into consideration. Sometimes even with a 5-star car rating, death may occur when in a traffic collision. Typically, most people do not like thinking about this aspect of driving, but it is indeed the most important consideration. Sometimes we do not get a second chance, and if we do, one should evaluate our decision making. Best wishes to those recovering, and with sympathy to those who lost a loved one. Our second personal injury in the news comes from thenewstribune.com, and the title of the article is Tacoma Woman Accused of Stealing Disabled Army Veterans Benefits, and it's by Adam Lind. My first thoughts when reviewing this article was, how could we have a U.S. veteran who receives only $406 a month? I thought this to be a very sad state of affairs for someone willing to serve our country and becomes disabled. As citizens, we should be ashamed. The draft needs to be reinstated for, first of all, everyone is treated the same, and second, of all, we can remember the value of the service of our men and women. Have we forgotten so easily about their sacrifice? Yet we provide Wall Street with whatever they need, being at the beck and call, especially Congress, at least in my opinion. I reserve my opinion until all the facts are known in this case. Unfortunately, the treatment of many U.S. citizens show favoritism to the privileged few. Equal under the law seems to be lacking these days, from my perspective. In my opinion, hurting people should realize better than anyone else the pain and suffering caused when disabled people are unable to receive their benefits, especially since auto insurance companies and employers are allowed to keep the benefits of many of their insureds. Let's keep an eye out for an update on this case. Our third personal injury in the news comes from Nebraska's Firefighter Disability Claim Dismissed. I guess it's from KGWN.TV. Now imagine being injured and still having to take on disability or auto insurance. You know, that's power plus money against you. Perhaps siding with the underdog when it comes to individuals coming up against insurance companies and employers. Perhaps it stemmed from empathy realizing the resources and power that are up against him, not to mention the relational ties which respond in their favor, means that if by chance a disabled person comes out victorious, they have a strong will and a determination to overcome the many obstacles thrown before them. When you see the profits they make and the number of disabled claims denied by auto insurance companies and employers, while Congress passes legislation on behalf of corporations, it's nice to see individuals standing up for their rights, no matter the outcome. This case still has not been decided, so let's hope that the opportunity for a fair court trial occurs. The article talks about female firefighters not getting the same treatment as her male counterparts. We know that to be true in a lot of cases. We still have much further to go for equality. Articles such as these have me expecting the worst, but hoping for the best. So make sure you go out and take a look at that. The link is up on our website. So as you can tell, every week, or actually every day, someone's involved in a traffic collision or fighting to try to get their disability benefits, either from an auto insurance company or employers or somewhere like. And so if our rules were actually, in my opinion at least, more equal as far as the insured person, the person meaning needing the disability or injured, and these corporations, in my opinion, you would see the quality of life for so many other people who are injured or disabled improve. There's no reason, especially in one of the richest countries in the world, why our disabled people would live in poverty. There's just no excuse. Now for my commentary on you and relationships after a car accident. Why is it when one looks or acts differently than others do, they are discounted? First impressions can indeed be deceiving. Yet an open mind perseveres, opening doors and a greater understanding not only of yourself, but others may appear. What you see isn't always what you get. Each person's composite of physical or mental makeup cannot always be seen or immediately understood. Getting to know a person will provide insight to making better relationships. People with different perspectives can provide growth opportunities that may enrich your life in ways never dreamed of. The biases learned early in life may need to be discarded and a new mindset and frame created. A mindset that allows you to evaluate people on their content of character, integrity, and respect for you and themselves. That old saying, "You can't judge a book by its cover," may have merit if you give it a try. Many of our biases stem from old caricatures developed from someone else's best interest. For generations, African Americans have been placed into many boxes. Unfortunately, there are still many out there, but it is easier today to be judged on your own merits when given a chance. Are disabled relationships any different than others? In my opinion, no. You have people coming together and looking for a connection that makes life better for both of you. And that is what counts. I suspect when disabled are given the same opportunities as many in our population, the stereotypes will decrease and a clearer, more honest picture of the disabled will emerge. Everyone has strengths and weaknesses that make up our skill set. The question is, which are your preferences? Again, comments on the topic articles reviewed today are my opinions and have no association with the writers, and I will be stopping from time to time to make comments. Our first topic article comes from TheGuardian.com, and the title of the article is Hidden Pleasures. It says, "Disabled people want intimate relationships like everyone else, so why does society appear so anxious to ignore, deny, or stereotype their sexualities?" And it's by Helen McNutt. And the actual article was written a bit while. It was October 2004. I found that it's still applicable today. And you know, in society, it's easy to place your expectations and desires on others, yet personally not want those same stereotypes placed upon you. Therefore, the next time you see a disabled person, view them as a whole being, needing the same things any person does. The reality is, false perceptions cause barriers, not the disability. Usually one can find a way around them or a way to work within them if the opportunity arises. This is an excellent article for challenging ideas that may have no place for views of the disabled. It's going to take one of the paragraphs in this article, but it's really good to go out and take a look at. I think it'll open your minds up to viewing people with disabilities a bit differently. Quote, people, as Shook points out, makes curiously narrow assumptions when it comes to disabled people's sexuality or non-sexuality, as it is more commonly perceived. Consciously or not, it appears our airbrushed society wants to assume that only the physically perfect should be getting laid. The general view is that people disabled don't have sex. As with elderly people or the underage, we prefer to believe they're safely tucked away in their beds alone. Well, most people prefer human interaction and touch and being held and being made love to. So there's just so many things about that intuitively on a human basis that just does not fit that profile. In my opinion, this is one of the methods of keeping people in the boxes society desires them to be in. Only education and an open mind can change points of view and actions towards the disabled. The time is definitely overdue. Our next article comes to us from actually the government of the UK, and it's actually more of a research that they did about people with disabilities, in which they want to see a full picture. Go out and review this article. It's truly fascinating. What it actually is looking at is public perceptions of disabled people, and it was evidence from the British Social Attitude Survey of 2009. One thing that I can say is it doesn't matter where you live, the same issues seem to impact people with disabilities and perceptions and things. So I strongly recommend you actually go out and take a look at it. Talks about, for example, exploring comfort with disability was one of them. One of the questions is percentage of people saying they would be very comfortable if a disabled person attended a club, group, or team of which they were a member of, right? So if you actually go out there and you take a look at the stats for that, you would see that for physical disability, it was much more accepted. Sensory impairments, about the same, sometimes even a little bit more. But mental health conditions are much lower just across age groups. From what I've reviewed, we see this over and over again, and I don't know if it's because we see so many stereotypical things on the media that show people with mental illness doing some very unsettling things. If you actually probably look across the board, you see people who had mental disabilities and ones who do not kind of doing a lot of the same type of things. But from my perspective, this actually is one of the few that I've seen that really asked the important questions as to what people were thinking and how they felt about things. It says percentage of people saying they would be very comfortable if a disabled person moved in next door, right? So people who were older, of course, who have probably more disabilities as they age, didn't really have really a problem. In fact, you didn't really see any of the age groups from 18 to 65 who actually had an issue with this. Mental illness, of course, people were very uncomfortable with people moving next door. And I just think that since most mental health disabilities are not ones that one should be threatened by, that perception of getting to know people with that particular disability should be pursued more. And hopefully maybe Hollywood can do something. Or I think we're starting to try to get into the change of seeing that. I think we've seen recently more and more movies coming out actually depicting more accurate perceptions of people with disabilities. This other example says percentage of people saying they would be very comfortable if their child or the child of a close family member or friend attended church with a disabled person, and they show that by age. And for the most part, the physical seems to be around the 70%, so this 30% who would not be comfortable approximately for both sensory and also physical impairments. But the mental health is still down way below that. Percentage of people saying they would be very comfortable if a close family member or friend married a disabled person. And you can see that drops a bit. I don't know if that's because of perceptions of maybe something they feel they would need to do. But it's interesting that in the older age, 65 plus, the percentage is usually around 70%, you know, comfortable. It drops to 40%, and I don't know if that's because that person at that age may be starting to have more difficulties themselves. It's actually the reverse trend. People 18 to 24 seem to have no problem with it, or it's a higher percentage for them, which is 64%. But you can still see that that's, at least in my opinion, has a ways to go for people are accepting of viewing people with disabilities as they would view anyone else. The mental health conditions actually did even worse than what they were doing before on this particular one. So there needs to be some things overcome as far as perceptions about mental health. See if I can find one more. But I just find this whole, I mean, there's several of them where they've gone out and just asked the right questions. And it's so great people are exploring this and finding the answers to the questions. It says, percentage of people saying they would be very comfortable if a disabled person was elected as a MP by age. So just elected, that's, to me, that gives an idea of the perception. So the older was like more conservative, about 56%. Whereas younger people were more open to it, which was at 67%. However, mental health conditions just are really dramatically dropping as to people's willingness to accept that part of a person's character. But, and this is all important for relationships. If people view disabled people with many false perceptions, at least from my point of view, then they're not going to be very comfortable in relationship with them, no matter what type of aspect that might be. So until there are people who are actually open enough to be able to view and meet and engage on a regular basis with people with disabilities, those perceptions might not improve at the levels in which we need them to. But I personally believe that as time goes on and more of people are incorporated into our world, which is how, it, in my opinion, should be in the first place, a lot of the stereotypical things that we assume and things that we see on TV will change. So the ads will change. So people will not actually get out there and say, okay, well, we don't want to associate with this because this person is this color or this disability or this age or this race. I mean, as I always say, the list is endless. It's when we actually just start taking it from the content of our character and saying we prefer our preference because these people have these characteristics and we actually enjoy that. Or maybe the opposite of, you know, I want diversity and I want all types of personalities to be involved in my life because that's the way in which I grow. Thank you for being a part of today's show and sharing some of your time with me. Remember to like Talking About You with Estra or Estra's Blog Tips on Facebook while looking at today's links. I want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, Musicians, or Names of the Song, which is Force M, Michael E75, Grow Sound, Jamendo, DJ Fart, Cora Kaya, and to the articles that made our time much more interesting today. Next week, we will be talking about you and self-identity when disabled. I understand your situation and want to hear your questions and concerns about injuries from a car accident. So tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Talking About You with Estra, and also visit Estra's TV on YouTube every Wednesday for videos. Enjoy your day. See you next Saturday. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed Esther's radio show and her opinions, in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking about you with Esther is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing at P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168. Thank you.